Good morning. Steve Sherlock here for Steve's 2 cents in Franklin, Mass. Friday, October 28. Missed last week. I was out of town at the biannual Dodge Poetry Festival. A wonderful experience. I didn't get to spend the 4 days I thought I was going to. I ended up with the 3 days, but I still ended up filled with words and ideas wanting to become words. All good. All great. Came back early because of a couple of things. One, the Revolution had a soccer game that Sunday afternoon. And two, it was my wife's birthday that Monday, and my daughters and I were taking her out to dinner. So that was a good enough reason to come back early. But Dodge Poetry Festival, you can look that up, check out the links online. Their blog posts frequent updates, videos of prior speakers, reading poems, prior discussions. I'm sure they'll be catching up to what occurred this time, and they'll start putting those out. Quite a lineup. I believe there was over 100 poets officially sponsored by the festival. There were about 5,000 high school students, or students, mostly high school, but students, on student day on Friday. So the energy that day was considerably higher around the festival. Thursday was Teacher's Day. Still a good energy, but a little bit more subdued. There was less volume. I think there was about 600 to 800 teachers in and around registered for that day. And then other general population. Saturday was another big full day, mostly open to the public. Clearly some students came back or stayed for the second day, especially if they were traveling from afar. Many of them came for the Friday and then stayed Saturday as well, before leaving likewise on Sunday and heading back to their homes, hopefully as well, filled with words and ideas for words. The weather has been changing this week. Both last week and this week, we had heavy batches of rain. Not quite out of our drought conditions yet, but we're certainly making good progress. If I recall correctly, it was about 1.5 to 2 inches of rain last week. It was probably about another inch overnight last night. So we're still behind deficit-wise for the year to date. But when I took a walk through the Delcarte open space this morning, the spillway was spilling for the first time in months. So that's a good sign. The water has risen to a level it will naturally flow. A good sign. Excuse me, please. Fighting a bit of a cold, perhaps natural with the change of the seasons. Maybe you're doing likewise. Hopefully it's not hindering your daily activities, hindering your work. It's one of the advantages for my work at home or work from home. I don't have to spread the germs as much. I can stay at home and do that and just spread it to the four walls here. So that's a quick update on what's been happening this week. Hopefully things find you well. On this last Friday of October, heading into November, Halloween on Monday. Lots happening. So until next time, this is Steve Sherlock for Steve's 2 cents here in Franklin, Mass. Take care.